We are 5 days away from college football, and devastation hits that 3-8-0, which has helped me clear up my playoff picks because we have predictions coming your way. Plus, folks, we'll be joined by a former Seminole great, all coming your way on the Mark Lloyd Show. Folks, let's make it rain.
It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to the Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Boy, for all you Gator fans out there, what kind of year is Florida going to have? Because I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. And guess what, folks? Man, Seminole Bill, we are 5 days away, basically, from college football, right?
Oh, man. Can you feel it?
Absolutely. That is Seminole Bill's voice you heard just then. Eric is also in the house. Eric, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're going to get a new car this week, I heard?
I hope so.
He hopes so. So a new car for the man that always puts together the show and... We'll use a DJ term and spins the... Is it spins the wax? Is it, what is it? Spins the... Yeah, okay. Let's move on from that, huh?
That would be the bees.
We have a busy show for you. Lots of news and to get to, especially in college football. We have our playoff predictions. Remember, like 4 or 5 weeks ago, we gave our 8 college teams that we felt would be in the running for the 4 playoff slots. Well, we're going to give our 4 teams later on, and then who's going to play for the national championship and who's going to win the national championship. So all that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. And a former Seminole great's going to join us as well, which is really cool. We're going to do it every week. It's our Back to the Future segment, and we'll talk to a former Florida State Seminole great each and every week right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. You can hook up with us at Mark Lloyd Show. That's Twitter. Also, visit the website, MarkLloydShow.com. And, of course, on Facebook, we always appreciate all your great questions that come in and the fun debates we have. It's all good right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on 93 FM. All right, I mentioned the 380. For those of you who don't know, that's the area code in Columbus, Ohio. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm like 90% sure that it is. How about that? Boy, you know what? I was talking to my brother, and I said, you know, I think Urban Meyer used up all of his goodwill when he was at Florida. I do. You know, I think he used up all of his goodwill there because that's devastation. Braxton Miller will not be able to compete this year. Hurt his shoulder. He had remember, he hit his shoulder during the bowl game. Then he had surgery about a month later after that, and I guess everybody thought it was fine, but then he got injured. And he's out for the year. That, as far as I'm concerned, that means Ohio State, I didn't think they were going to win the national championship anyway. But I thought they had a shot. Let's put it that way. Now they have no shot. I still think they're going to win some games just because their schedule is absolutely pitiful. I mean, it's embarrassing. And I'll tell you what, Seminole Bill, people still think, and look how far this team has dropped, people still think that even without Braxton Miller, Virginia Tech, and the reason I bring this up, the ACC, we're in Seminole country, ACC country too, is not going to win that football game against Ohio State, who will be starting a redshirt freshman dual threat quarterback. Yes, Urban Meyer, all that junk. And I know they said, well, he's done a fantastic job of always developing his quarterbacks, Alex Smith, Tim Tebow, Braxton Miller, and they think he'll be able to do the same with the redshirt freshman. But I they still think Virginia Tech is going to lose. Boy, Virginia Tech, I hope you guys come ready to play.
Yeah, well, this is an urban legend because there's no way in the world with this close to the season, you're all set, you have your rotations right, and then something like this happens, it's catastrophic
With the new offensive line, too.
Yeah, exactly.
With the new offensive line. I think that Michigan State, who I'm pretty sure they play in November, I think it's like a November 6th matchup, is going to spank them.
Yeah.
I really do. I know it's a lot later on in the season, but I think Ohio State folks, you could cross them off the list of being in the first ever playoffs, which did help me clear because I was still debating about them. I still thought that I thought they would beat Michigan State. They would beat Michigan State, and they would be on the same type of run because they really don't play anybody else, and then be one of those undefeated teams, and there's no way that an undefeated Ohio State team is going to get shut out of the first ever playoffs. But I don't think we have to worry about that anymore. Other news in college football, and I'm going to ask this when we speak to our Seminole Grid about this question too, and this comes up about Notre Dame. And the academic scandal, once again, that has hit the Fighting Irish. Everett Golston, you know, was lost last year because of academics. They had some other issues, too. Now four players, two starters. They're still re-digging into it, and it's an ongoing investigation and all that junk. But, you know, Notre Dame comes to Tallahassee. I didn't think they were going to win that football game anyway. They have a brutal schedule. One thing, I will tip my hat to Notre Dame. They play an incredible schedule, which as a fan is exciting. You know, it's exciting for non-Notre Dame fans because it's always cool to see two fantastic teams match up as we discussed last week. And if you're a Notre Dame fan, it's fun playing big-time games, not just, you know, cupcakes constantly week after week the way Ohio State does outside their non-conference schedule. So Notre Dame, but I think that, you know, they're in some real trouble up there. But here's what kills me, Seminole Bill, and I want you to chime in on this. This is what really bothers me is that, it's Notre Dame's academic standards. It might be hard to get in. You know what I mean? I don't know. I didn't look it all up because I really don't care. I don't feel like spending my time looking at what it is. What does it take to get in Notre Dame? What I base it on is, hang on. They talk about, well, are you happy with just being 10-2? Because Notre Dame, you'll probably always be that because you're not going to get all those five-star kids. And they always instantly go down south. They talk about, you know, Alabama, LSU, the Gators, Florida State. You know, no way are you going to get the same five-star kids. And if you don't get those kids, there's no way you're going to be able to compete year in and year out for a national championship. And it's funny because I said, well, you know, just 2 years ago, weren't you playing for a national championship? So I guess that was a fluke. You know, back in 93, weren't you playing for a national championship? You know, or you were in the running until you lost to Boston College, but you did defeat Florida State. In 88, you won the national championship. But it just kills me. However, somehow Stanford is able to do it. You know, they're up there every single year. And, you know, sometimes it bothers me. But here's really the question. I guess the reason it bothers me is because it's like this is a no-excuse zone. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know, if you call yourself a big-time college, and well, let's talk football, college football program. Right. If you want the respect, if you think you should be a top 10 team and you think your team, because of who you are, should be competing for a national. I don't want to hear any excuses about schedules, about the talent that you bring in, about your academic standards to get in. It's white noise to me. It really is. Because as a fan, at the end of the day, I want us to win. You know, it goes on in every single college. I'm sure cheating. You got college kids, you know, whether they're on the team or not, it just cheating happens. Stuff happens.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just up for you to control it and do your best to recruit the best possible kid for your school that fits right in. And people are making all, well, you know, they get the five-star kid and he gets the, you know, Notre Dame and he realizes he can't handle it, you know, with the academics and everything like that. Same thing happens at Florida State. Same thing happens at Alabama, you know, those kids go away. Same thing happens at Missouri. You know, he got in trouble, right? DGB.
Yep.
Doria Green Beckham, you know, so he got in trouble. So that's it happens all over the place. But I guess as a fan, and let's throw this question out there for everybody. Hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show. Give us your thoughts. What type of fan are you? Is it, I hate using the word win at all cost, because I'm not going to that level, but Do you mind taking a shot on those five-star kids, those four-star kids, or just to say the kids that you know are going to help out your program? Do you mind taking a chance on them? Or are you happy being a 9-3 or 10-2 team and maybe not always playing for that national championship? Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. We'll give you our thoughts on the other side of the break. All that coming at you right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's gonna make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM. Home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. We come at you each and every Saturday. And we're all, you know what? Guys, we're always trying to jam so much into the one-hour show. So, hey guys, you gotta expand. We got to expand. So, we get too much information. Too many people out there wanting to hear more and more thoughts, chiming in and everything. So continue to work on that, Seminole Bill.
We're working on it.
I like that. He went to the James Earl Jones voice just then. We're going to work on that. All right, before we went to break, we were talking about what kind of fan are you when it comes to, let's just stick with college football, because we're talking about the Notre Dame academic scandal, and they're talking about how we're not always going to be able to bring in those 5- and 4-star kids constantly and compete with the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Florida States of the world, the USC, Southern Cal, for national championships, because our academic standards are so high. Me personally, I don't want to say I'll sell my soul for the championship. However, I'm not overly concerned about any of that. I want to win. If you're calling yourself a top college football program, I want the university to do their best to bring in the best possible kids that does fit academically and that does fit on the football field. However, I understand that, you know, not every kid pans out on and off the field. It is what it is. But I'm not about to shy away from that at all. I don't want to be 10-2. I don't want to be 9-3. I don't want to be 11-1. You know what? You want to be 14-0, or I don't know what it would be this year. 15-0, possibly, I think, is what the record would be. 15-0 and winning a national championship. That's me. I know a lot of people might roll your eyes when I say that, but if DGB wanted to come to Florida State, Oklahoma has their hand up and they want them to come there. And I guarantee if you're a Sooner fan, you don't care about what the rest of the nation says. Because here's the bottom line. In a few years down the road, nobody remembers who was on the team or what the players were. They really don't. What you remember is, did you win a national championship? If you're one of the elite teams, that's all that matters. Does anybody sit back and think of Nebraska 94, 95 when they were rolling everybody, winning back-to-back championships? Does anybody remember the circumstances? How they were struggling until Osborne finally went out and said, you know what, I'm going to take some questionable kids, you know, and hopefully they'll do good things for my school, and hopefully they'll adhere to all the rules. They don't always do it. Lawrence Phillips helped them win a national championship, got in all kinds of trouble. Jason Peters, fantastic defensive tackle for him. He was a thug. You know, but he helped them win. So sometimes you got to take those questionable kids and then try to teach them and make them better people. But at the end of the day, you need all types of individuals on your team to win championships.
Well, I would just say that like anything else at college, I mean, it's a cross-section of your student population anyway. You're going to have good and bad at every college. It's not always going to be a set format to that. Sometimes opportunities arise that further those negative things happening, but unfortunately, you know, as a coach, what can you do except go out there and recruit the best guys you possibly think can contribute on or off the field?
And I believe most of the time, the coach firmly believes, I really do, maybe I'm naive, but I believe that the coaches out there, the Nick Sabans, the Les Miles, the Jimbo Fishers, the Will Muschamps, the Al Goldens, Steve Sarkisian, you know, I believe that those guys feel that if a kid is a little questionable, maybe he's had a tough upbringing, you know, maybe doesn't have all the best values right now, that I feel that they felt they'd get him on campus, right, Seminole Bill? Yeah. They get him on campus, they get him around other individuals that maybe had a different background, maybe have a little better values just because of the way they were raised, you know, no fault of anybody's, that they could help him and make him become a better individual. And you know what? Those are the stories we don't hear about.
Right.
You know, we hear about the Lawrence Phillips. We hear about, I mentioned Jason Peters. You hear about, you know, other individuals, just like DGB, all kinds of problems at Missouri. Maybe he goes to Oklahoma and he becomes an outstanding person. Maybe he needs a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a hometown, you know what I mean? And that's where he grew up, and next thing you know, he's playing for the college team. Yeah, who knows the circumstances?
Right.
So I believe that most coaches believe, yes, they want him because they're extremely talented. I'm not that stupid. Okay. But I feel that they could help the guy as well, help him achieve his dreams, be it making it to the NFL or just academically.
Yeah.
Are you in the same boat with that, Seminole Bill?
Yeah, I'm with you there, and having seen it, I mean, going from the high school up to the college, watching some of the guys that, you know, made it and didn't make it for various reasons, it's just like life, man. It's good and bad in everything you do, and like I said, you just take the best you can and hope those guys do what they come there to do.
You know, and what I find very interesting, and I mentioned DGB, Oklahoma has accepted him, but they're trying to get him that waiver, which is a really crazy loophole waiver that college football has that says if you got kicked off a team with circumstances that you couldn't control, that maybe you should be able to transfer it immediately. And the only thing that I'm thinking, I'm like, Well, he did control it. It was his actions. Yeah. They didn't kick him off because they said, you know what, you're catching too many balls and too many touchdowns for us. You got kicked off the team because you did some things that were wrong. Right. I got in a fight or I don't, you know, who knows what the real truth is. But the bottom line is that now, so Oklahoma's hoping for that waiver. But what's really interesting, Seminole Bill, is that Joe Mixon, their five-star recruit out of California that committed to Oklahoma,
right.
Well, he got in trouble now. You know, he did something at a bar in Norman or a cafe. He did something. I don't know if he shoved the woman down or who knows. He punched. I really don't know what the circumstances were, but they suspended him for the whole year, and that hurts Oklahoma too,
right?
Because they were going to count on Mixon to come in there and do a lot of things. I mean, he's a five-star recruit. Okay, let me switch gears. Coming up next break, folks. Next segment, we have a former Seminole great that's going to join us for our Back to the Future segment. I want to switch gears to the NFL a little bit, okay? Johnny Manziel, you can't help but just mention him real quick.
Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. The money sign, he gives the Redskin bench the finger. I mean,
why did he give them the money sign?
You know why
that's
he didn't?
Because money sign.
Yeah, exactly. The reason he didn't do that, because he's playing awful. You know what I mean?
Do you know what he's hearing every time he's in the game? I mean, from those guys on the line, they're just loving him.
Of course, you know, they are.
Everybody.
And what's really interesting is just the difference in speed from college football and the NFL is just fascinating. For people out there like myself, like Seminole Bill, that are diehard football fans that really like it more than just entertainment, you know what I mean? That you appreciate the athleticism of these individuals, how big they are, how fast they can run. And just when Manziel was scrambling, and in college, he could buy time. He might even make it around the corner. In the NFL, you have no chance. I mean, you have Ryan Kerrigan, the defensive lineman, just tracking you down, ready to drill you. You know, and I'm telling you, folks, there's no way Manziel makes it through a season if he plays. You know, I know Hoyer's the starting quarterback now. Coach Pettibone, you know, named him the starting quarterback. But for Manziel, the shot that he took from Ryan Clark, you know, that was just He was flying. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be able to take, and they're dying to pound you, Johnny. You got to realize that. At the same time, though, you can't give the finger, you can't give the money side unless you're playing good. You can do that in college to Rice, right? You can do that to Rice because you're better than them and you're looking great. Man, if you're not performing well, you just can't do that. And that's a good segue to not performing well. What has happened to RG3? Well, I mean, what has happened to this guy?
Too many subs.
I mean, he's no longer. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, you know, it takes some time, new head coach and everything. But it was but once again, though, remember, it was Shanahan's problem. It wasn't RG3's problem. Now, whose problem is it? You know, is it Gruden's problem? The new head coach? I'm just saying that RG3, this looks like a different quarterback. And I like the guy. I think he's a good guy. And I want him to succeed. I really do. Hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, because and give us your thoughts on the college football stuff we were talking about, but also some of the bills that behind RG3 is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And my question to you is, a lot of people are saying, you know, maybe Cousins should be getting a little more playing time. RG3 is the big money man, right? He's the face. He's all that. But every time Cousins comes in, man, he looks like a star. Now, is it that just backup thing, that backup mentality? You know what I'm talking about? You always want the backup.
I'm guilty of that sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
I know your brother is.
Yeah,
your brother's really guilty of that.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, and it made me start thinking. It made me start thinking about that, is that should Cousins get a little, I'm not saying supplant RG3. Should he get a little more playing time in real action? And also, I started thinking of some other teams. And then a little history, too. But in Jacksonville with the Jags. We're the home of the Jags all season long.
That's right.
Similar to Bill and I, we're going to be there at the exhibition game next week.
That's it.
Between the Falcons and the Jags. But Chad Henne and Blake Bortles, right? You know what that situation, Henne's the veteran and everything, but you know, Henne, we know what we get with Chad Henne. You know, he's just there.
Yeah.
He's a quarterback. That's all. Blake Bortles brings excitement and he's looking fantastic right now. And then if you go back in history, Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick, they made the change. Alex Smith was winning, but they made the change with Colin Kaepernick, and look what that has turned out to be.
Yeah.
Success for the Niners, off to the Super Bowl. Alex Smith is in Kansas City. You know, let's think, folks, hit us up with some other examples in the past or maybe right now that you think, hey, you know, maybe that guy should get some playing time. Or hey, Mark, don't you remember with Joe Montana and Steve Young, right? You got a young gun, and maybe it's time to play him. So hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, and give us your thoughts on that. Also, MarkLloydShow.com, and of course on Facebook, you can hit us up there as well. Before we go to break, though, also I was thinking Drew Bledsoe was the quarterback, got injured, Brady came in, was
That's
winning,
right.
And they never went back.
Yeah. That's
You know, it's just all interesting things, because the same thing with RG3. RG3 got injured, right?
Yep.
Kirk Cousins came in, played well.
Right.
Now they're back to RG3. I don't know. It's an interesting topic, isn't it?
It's good.
It really is. All right, folks, hit us up on Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Give us your thoughts on that. Coming up, a former Seminole great will join us right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on 93 FM. Stay with us, my good friends.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM in Tallahassee. And we're starting a new segment that we think is really cool. It's our first guest ever. It's our new segment. It's kind of called Back to the Future. It's a working title, right, Seminole Bill? It's a working title.
Working title.
And what it is each week we're going to bring on a former Seminole great. And this week, our first guest ever on our Back to the Future segment is former Seminole great Colin Spain. And Canal Spain, how's it going, my man?
Hey, man.
It's absolutely going great, man. Blessed and humble. How's everything going with you guys?
It is going fantastic. Thanks for taking some time with us as we're getting ready to crank up college football season. And are you pretty pumped about that?
I am absolutely ecstatic. Coming off the season we had last year, it was an absolute blessing to witness history again. I mean, being a part of the first national championship team in 1993, you know, it brought back those goosebumps in the days of glory.
Absolutely. I like what you said, the days of glory. And this is – I'm glad you brought that up. All right, you're part of the national championship team back in 93. You're there, 93, 96, big defensive tackle. I remember you out there on the football field. And we were talking about this last week, and that is it's good – for Seminole fans to be relevant again. Because, right now, it seems like the media will lash out criticism to Florida State and they'll base it off of a hashtag thing of Ask Jameis. But it's never anything about the talent on the field. And I told all Seminole fans, I said, you know what? Don't worry about that. Nobody's criticizing the talent because they're reaching for straws. They're drawing for straws because there's nothing to criticize about the talent that's on the team right now. And it's good to be relevant, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, even when, I was in school from 92 to 96, we played in multiple, I played in multiple championship games. Everybody's sitting around, with bats trying to break a leg to bring it down. And the main thing is, just staying focused. The goal of college sports, at least, and any really sport, in any sport, is to win the championship, Alabama had their time, Auburn, Florida had their time. It's just our time to come back around and do our thing. I mean, it's just one of them things where, that's what makes college football great is because of the rivalries. It's because of you lose one time and you're out. And, now with this new college system they have now, to me it makes it more even interesting. It makes it a real authentic feel. They can hate on haters, but you know what? Right now, it just stands for number one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm going to talk to you about the college playoff and get your thoughts on that. But take us back to the 90s. We know that Florida State was loaded with talent, but that's not always what creates a winner. So what made those teams, and really that era, in the years that you were there too, what made you guys so special outside of all the 3-, 4-, and 5-star recruits that you had out there? But what made the team so special that continued the longevity of it?
Well, I think for the most part, when I first got to Florida State, people say, well, how was Coach Bowen and this and that? I said, well, he was great. I said, he was a legend there. I said, but you know what? I said, it was guys like, when I first came, it was guys like Marvin Jones, Derrick Brooks, Derrick guys down the all. Those guys, you didn't have to say nothing. You knew that you had to get in line and play your role. The coaches coached, but we pretty much ran the practice. We didn't need anybody telling us what to do. Just put the football down and we're going to get at it. And I think, that was just taking team responsibility, guys on the team taking responsibility to counseling guys or pushing guys. So it was more of a family atmosphere. I mean, when you take a guy like Derrick Brooks, man, just his intensity in practice makes you want to take your intensity in practice. Our practices literally were harder than games in a lot of aspects because we challenge each other in ways that, probably, only the elite does that. And at that time, You played your role. If you weren't a starter, then you played. You was the best second team player that there was. If you weren't a second team, you was the best third, and so forth and so on. So, and even the walk ons, man, they were in tune. So we had a lot of people that just kind of, really raised the bar in terms of what it is to be a teammate.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you said that, even the walk-ons, because what backs up that theory, and similar Bill's over there shaking his head, is Andre Wadsworth, right? You know, a guy that is a walk-on, and he turns out to be a star because of exactly what you were saying about how everybody pushed each other. Everybody was part of a family. And Canal, do you get a sense that Jimbo Fisher is creating that type of atmosphere again by the talent that he has on the team, that those guys are now pushing each other the same way you guys did in the 90s?
Right, and you know, I do believe that. I have to be quite honest in terms of, I'm a Bobby Bowden boy to the day I die, and I think most guys in my era, that's just the way we feel.
Yes.
You know, having said that, I think that one of the first things that Jimbo, you know, tried to do is incorporate the older guys, and I think that what he's done is kind of let some of that old blood feed into this new blood so they can really understand what it is to win, what it takes to win. And I think having that camaraderie, that old camaraderie around those guys, those younger guys that's in there now, I think, you know, he's doing I have to be honest with me personally, is that I had to have a slow approach to this because I am a Bobby Bowden boy, and I just didn't want anybody to come in and you know, that from an outsider standpoint, to run the show. But I think that he's proven himself. I think that he's allowed things to happen that's going to benefit us in the long run in terms of Florida State football. And I'm proud to say that I'm glad he's around, you know, trying to do the right things. And with some of the things that happen off field, not so much rushing the judgment, but kind of, you know, still backing his players, even though they may or may not be wrong. But I think he's doing a great job. I'm proud of the job he's doing. And I met Kelvin Benjamin last year after they won the championship, maybe a couple months after they won down here in Orlando. And one of the things he said was, you know, Jimbo always talked about the 93 championship team. So it just gives me good feeling to say, okay, we're not left out in terms of going forward.
Yes.
So if you're talking about what was, I mean that you respect what was, and you know how we did it, so this is how you guys have to do it.
Yeah, you got to move forward. However, though, you do have to respect and also learn and build from the infrastructure, if you really want to call it that, of what you guys built back in the 80s and then through the 90s and everything. And that's what helps. Hey, you know what? Let's be honest. That's why so many of the Seminole kids that now go to Florida State remember that and grew up a Seminole fan. And the reason they grew up a Seminole fan is because you guys were winning all the time and what the program did.
I mean, everybody wants to be a winner. And I'm just really proud that, you know, I'm just really proud that Jamison came back. I'm really proud that, you know, the guys that did leave, they gave it their best shot. They went out on a winning note. And I really believe, honestly, that we can win, that we're going to win it again this year. I mean, with the talent we have, with the coaches we have up there, it really is ours to lose, I believe, again this year.
Well, we agree with you. So that's a good segue into the first ever college football playoffs. Now, you said you think Florida State's going to win it. Can you give us a quick prediction on who will Florida State be playing in the national championship game? Who do you think is going to be that opponent?
Looking at everything, I think it could be a Florida State-Alabama matchup.
Yeah,
honestly, I wanted them last year. Coming from Bobby, we want the best. I mean, but I believe it could be Alabama. I think they retool in a way where, you know, Saban is not going to have two bad years. No, I wouldn't even call it a bad year, but just a hiccup for that team.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Now this could put a smile on your face, or it could be a little painful. And speaking of the college playoffs, how many titles do you think Florida State would have had if the playoff was in place during the 90s and especially during your era when you were there? How many times would you guys have played for the title and possibly walked away without just with more than one?
Oh, man. I was just sitting talking to Andre Cooper about that the other day, and literally I believe we could have won. I mean, from 92 to 96, just alone, we played in two. So we won one, lost one. So I would say at least six. you know, you capture those wide rights, wide left. I mean, you're talking about at least 6 or 7 championships, easy.
Yeah, you got Seminole Bill over there, alumni. Watched you play all those years. He's shaking his head. He's in agreement with you. Now, have you followed what's going on up there at Notre Dame with the academic scandal and everything?
A little bit, yeah. I've seen it on ESPN.
Okay, yes, yeah. Sir. My question is not necessarily to go into the details about that, but you know, you being a big time recruit, there's going to a major college football program, lots of pressure academically, lots of pressure to perform on the football field, big dreams, big aspirations, everything. What kind of, and we like to kind of throw out some advice once in a while, but you, what kind of advice would you have for kids that are listening to this, you know, maybe some big-time high school recruits are going to go to college, and maybe some freshmen out there, what advice would you give them when they walk on the campus to make sure they stay on the straight line and do the right things in order to be successful?
Well, I think that what the young kids have to understand is that they have to take their scholarship as their own particular business. Just like you, myself, and whomever else, Bill, you know, no one makes us get up in the morning. We get up in the morning because we have to. We have a vision. And for those young kids, the vision is to graduate. The vision is to do good in school. The vision is to be a great athlete. Now, one of those things is not always, I tell these kids all the time, if you concentrate on your book, if you concentrate on getting that degree, your master's degree, so forth and so on, and you end up making it to the NFL, believe me, the NFL is a bonus. The degree is not a bonus. Because after the NFL is over and all that good stuff is over, if you make it, you still got something else to fall back on. And, you know, I'm a prime example of these other athletes out here that's you know, running their own business or wanting to have their own business. A degree, it takes you a lot farther in life. Yeah, you can make good money and all of that, but even after that, people want to see that, you know, you have educational sense to make it in this world. And you have to continue to do the right thing, because those kids that messed up that, I don't know what happened. I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt or whatever, but let's just say that they did mess up with academic situation they're in. Now, they may or may not ever get a chance to play again. All because of why? You could have did it yourself. Mm-hmm. You could have did your work yourself.
Yeah.
So I say to those kids, I say to all the kids out there, if you're listening, you know, if you do the right things all the time, at least try to, your results will far outweigh your negative results.
Two more questions for you, Canal. One, give us a great Bobby Bowden story. You know, give us a Bobby Bowden story. Something that just sticks. Maybe it's the first day you walked on. Maybe it's him recruiting you. You know, give us a really good Bobby Bowden story.
Well, I think for me, it's so good. But I think just for me, when I first met Bobby, Coach Bowden, he came to my house, and it was one of them things where it's not even really a story, just sort of a thing that I was like a shock and awe type thing. It's like, after all of these guys come to my house, it was like Bobby come in, and he said a few words, and I'm like, I'm going to sign.
That's great.
It was just like that. It was just like he had a halo on his head or something. I'm just like, this guy is, I was like, as soon as he left, I'm like, Mom, I'm a summoner. And it was, you know, it's so, like I said, it's not much of a, like a crazy story, but it was just the type of guy he is and the type of aura he had that he presented without saying a whole lot of anything.
Mm-hmm. No, you know what though? That's a great story. You're right. It's just his presence and the individual. You know, forget about Florida State, but just the individual that he was and what he meant to so many student athletes out there. Now, Canal, tell us everybody's always curious about, including myself. What are all some of the former Seminole greats doing? So, what are you doing with yourself nowadays?
Well, nowadays I have a security company. It's called the Spain Group that I'm running out, based here out of Orlando, Florida. I'm actually redoing the website, so I apologize I don't have the website available. But it's the Spain Group. I do security for entertainers and athletes, all type of commercial properties as well. So I've been doing that for the last, you know, 10 years or so. I went back to school a few years back and got my master's degree in business. So
really awesome.
There you go.
Hey, congratulations on that. Yeah, that's fantastic. That really is. So when when your site gets up, when you finish redoing it, make sure you get Seminole Bill the link over there, and we'll throw it up and throw it out there to everybody. So in case they want to get in touch with you and use the security company.
I really appreciate it. So you former alumni, you hear me now. I'm out here.
Absolutely. Give us a, you know what? Let's finish it off with a FLORIDA. I know it's cheesy, but let's do it, Canal. Come on, Seminole Bill. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
FLORIDASTATE. Florida State. Woo!
Awesome. Hey, Canal.
Thanks, Canal.
Thank you very much for being part of the Mark Lloyd Show and being our first guest on our Back to the Future segment. Take care, my man.
I really appreciate you guys. You take care.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
How about that? Great! What a way to kick off, boy, our first ever Back to the Future segment with a former Seminole great, Connell Spain, a fantastic defensive tackle, national champion, comes back and gets his master's degree, and what a great example for all the kids out there.
That the word beast was invented in that era.
You're absolutely right. All right, when we come back, Seminole Bill, I hope you're ready for your playoff predictions. We gave our top eight for college football. Now we have to narrow it down to four. And then we have to narrow down to the championship game and pick a winner, because guess what? By the time we air the following week, games are being played already.
That's right.
So we have to do that when we're coming back right here on the Mark Lloyd Show on Freedom 93 FM.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show here on Freedom 93 FM, home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. How great was Mr. Spain, huh? Former Seminole great.
Oh, man.
This awesome. Is awesome, huh?
Really great stuff.
It really is. I that story about Bobby, you know, very cool.
Solid.
Very cool. Comes
solid
into the house. Stuff. Yeah. I love that. You know what? It's always good to hear, and for you Seminole fans out there, is Canal Spain mentioned that he likes that Jimbo Fisher brings up the past.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that they've earned that. And I would feel the same way. If I was part of a championship team, if I felt that I helped build the foundation, I don't need you to kiss my butt, but it's nice to be mentioned.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you remember the years back when Miami was running.
Yeah.
And you would always see those guys back there
yes.
every year. And you know what? We started doing that. And since that time, yeah. It's really kicked in. The winning tradition keeps going.
You're absolutely right. Okay, before we get to our playoff prediction, Seminole Bill, I hope you're ready. We have to do our quick water check. Oh, look, folks, you should see it. I said that we got to do our quick every week. You know, folks, we always say you got to drink at least a gallon of water a day. That's our Austin Idol fitness water tip, and we always check ounces. I'm at 63, so I'm a little lower than I was last week, but I'm only halfway through today. I'll hit my gallon. Seminole, what are you at?
48.
So a big improvement.
A little bit better.
The other week you were about in the 30s. Ugh, here we go. Here's disappointment coming. Here's disappointment. Eric, the young gun that doesn't feel he needs a gallon of water a day, he's hovering around
Having him crack the lid, man.
Excellent. Here we are at 2-something in the afternoon, and he has not had any water
yet. What is going on with this generation?
I don't know. He's the producer of the show, too, and he doesn't even participate in the water thing.
What is?
You got to lead by example, my friend.
All right, but
we also give a fitness tip. Yes. We'll also give a fitness tip. Here it is this week. You know, it's all about preparation. Prepare ahead. Regardless, folks, of what you're doing, preparing yourself in advance, it really does give you the best chance to accomplish your goals. I mean, it does, Seminole Bill. You know this. So be it, plan your workout ahead. Know what time you're going to work out. Don't say, I will work out that day. Say, I'm going to be up at 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 to 8 is when I'm training, or I know I can't do it in the morning, but I know at 5 o'clock I'm going to be at the gym, or I'm going to be outside running or running stairs or whatever. Am I right?
That's the way to do it.
And also that goes along with your foods. Prepare your foods. If you know you have a long day at the office or you're traveling around all day, there's nothing wrong with the night before taking out 10 minutes and packing your lunch. I pack it all the time. I have my food. If I know I'm on the go, I have my cooler. I carry the cooler everywhere with me, and I have my foods, so there's no excuse, because that's the problem, right?
Yeah.
That's when you start, folks, you all know it. That's when you start grazing, you start eating junk food, empty calories throughout the day. That's when you start putting on the LBs. We're trying to take off the LBs for you, or just make you a healthier person. The Mark Lloyd Show, doing our civil duty each and every week. Okay, enough of that stuff. Let's talk about the most important thing in the world, and that's the Mark Lloyd Show college playoff predictions. We promised they'd come at you. About 5 weeks ago, we gave our top 8 teams, okay? Here's my top 4. Here's the 4 teams that will be, take it to the bank, my friends, take it to the bank, that will be in, have the final 4 slots. And it did change. Originally, even though we didn't put it out there, I had Ohio State in there. Not anymore with Braxton Miller being injured. Here it is, and here's my seeds. This is how I have it seeded. Number 1, Florida State. Number 2, Oregon. Number 3, Bama. Number 4 is Michigan State. I got Michigan State winning. I got Michigan State with 1 loss, and that 1 loss is against Oregon early on in the year.
Interesting.
Yes. You know, I have Bama dropping a game during the season. I don't know who to, but I got them dropping a game. I don't. Maybe it's an Auburn. You know, I just don't know yet, but I have him dropping a game. I think, and this is what kills me, and this even goes back to Braxton Miller, is how these people sometimes say, we build up these guys, right? We build up A.J. McCarron, and rightfully so, right?
Right.
Rightfully so. Right. Fantastic career at Alabama. Wins national championships. He goes away, and it's almost like, we have Jacob Coker and Sims now. And I'm sitting there going, oh, so now A.J. wasn't that... And, I mean, you don't even factor that in? You think they're just as good without him? Come on, guys. I mean, that's ridiculous. If Jameis Winston goes down for Florida State, they're in deep trouble. I don't care who's backing them up. You're in deep trouble when we're not talking about winning some games. We're talking about winning a national championship. Yeah. We're talking about your 2 monster games during the year. And I think that I know Alabama's loaded with talent. Nobody's arguing that. But still, you got to have the most important player on the team is quarterback, bar none. You don't have a quarterback that's good to great, you're not playing for a title. You're just not. And A.J. McCarron was really good.
He was really solid. Yeah, he was very consistent.
Solid and consistent. Jameis Winston is great.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Cook at Michigan State is good. So there's my final 4.
Okay.
Who's your final 4?
Well, I'm going to give you my seeds. I'm going to say FSU is your number 1 seed. I'm going to go ahead and say Bama's your number 2 seed.
Okay.
Because, you know, Jimbo said that Coker is going to be the best, you know, quarterback they've seen there. So we're going to go.
I guarantee you Coker doesn't start. I bet you Sims starts.
That'll be interesting.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oregon's number 3.
Okay.
And the wild card here for me is Baylor.
You like Baylor?
I like Baylor. It's going to be one.
You know what? That's nice. I'm glad you threw in a team. Baylor is an interesting pick. I am not sold on Oklahoma. What Trevor Knight, for most of the year, other than the Alabama game, was god awful.
Yeah,
he was terrible. I mean, they kept on bringing in the bulldozer. They had no quarterback at all. Somehow, I don't know what happened, but he shows up to the Alabama game and he looks like Winston. I mean, the guys look fantastic. He was incredible.
Yeah.
But it's like, listen, guys, that's one game. So I know their schedule is not that hard, and they get everybody at home. You know, and they don't play in the conference championship game. But so you got Baylor as the fourth seed. Okay.
Really,
so the second round, from my understanding, it will be then Florida, for my thing, Florida State versus Alabama in round one. In the Sugar Bowl, right? Yeah. That's where they play.
That's going to be.
That's where they play the first round. And the other matchup will be Oregon and Michigan State in Pasadena.
Two great games.
So a rematch.
Yeah.
How about that? A rematch from early. And I say Oregon beats them again. I think Florida State plays Oregon for the national championship. All right, who do you have? Who's your matchup?
So we would have FSU and would it be Baylor? Do we get 1-4? Is that right?
One and four.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Yes. Oh, No, I got it all messed up then. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. I apologize, everybody. My 1-4, Florida State plays Michigan State. Oregon plays Bama.
That's right.
I'm reading that. I'm like, that just doesn't make sense, but that's what I've written down. No. So I have Florida State beating Michigan State, Oregon beating Bama, Florida State playing Oregon. I apologize, everybody.
You got the right thing.
Okay. So same championship game, and Florida, I have Florida State winning.
All right. So I've got FSU and Baylor.
Okay.
And I'm taking FSU. And then I've got Bama and Oregon, and I'm taking Bama.
Okay, so we're just the opposite. We have the same second-round matchup out there in Pasadena.
I got FSU-Bama in a...
You don't have to give the score yet.
Not yet.
But you got to give me the team.
Yeah.
We're playing homers then, right?
Yeah.
Florida State.
Florida State's winning.
Yeah, Florida State wins the national championship back-to-back years. So the last team to do that was...
probably Alabama.
No, they won two and 3 years, right? They won 2 and 3 years. No. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
That's right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So there's our playoff. Hey, folks, hit us up. Tell us who your college football Final Four is, then round number two, and then give us your championship game. You don't have to give a score yet, but most of you might as well just pencil in Florida State, Oregon, because I'm really good at predicting this stuff. You know, Vegas helps me out, too, with the odds that they put up there. But I think Florida State will play Oregon, and what a fantastic game that would be. Just awesome. Those colors on the football field, Dallas to Dallas, you know, in Dallas on that just speed galore. But I think, and here's why. I think Michigan State's going to be there. I think Michigan State loses to Oregon early on, okay, at Oregon. I think they run the table. They win the Big Ten. They have one loss. I think they get into the playoffs. Oregon, they have some, you know, they have some stuff to overcome, but because of their quarterback, Marcus Mariota, and their outstanding running backs, and their defense is good, I think that they win their tough game. You know, I think they win October 11th at UCLA. That's a tough football game. And I'm thinking that they finally get past Stanford. They get them at home. I think there's revenge on their mind. I don't think Stanford is as good as they were last year. They lost a lot of talent. Still a big offensive line. But I think they're able to get through that. They have a solid schedule. They'll be undefeated. And that's why they'll play for the national championship. Alabama, I don't think Florida State loses. I think Florida State runs the table again. I just don't see. I mean, really, Bill. I just don't see anybody on the schedule that's going to trip them up. And it's not because their schedule is awful. You know, they play Oklahoma State. They play Clemson. You know, I just think that they're just so much better than everybody else that unless they shoot themselves in the foot or injuries. You know, this is obviously we're saying that no injuries happen. Okay. And then Alabama, I just think they stumble up along the way. I think we're not giving enough credit to A.J. McCarron and what he meant to that football team. I really don't. It's almost like we dismiss him. They're like, oh, well, they have Jacob Coker. Well, Jacob Coker's never played. Sims has never done anything either. So why do we think it's no big deal?
Yeah, I mean, he's a...
I mean, seriously, Bill, why is that?
Well, I think it's because when you see somebody go have that much success like he did, and you wonder, is it him or is it the guys around him? And then we get that here sometimes too, you know. Was it Winky back in the day, or was it all the guys around him? You know, is it, you know, today, Jameis or all the guys around him? You know Jameis is great, but you've got all these weapons. So if Jameis was on somebody else's team, would he perform the same way?
No, you're absolutely right. No, that's a good point. And that's what you have to think of sometimes. But still, I was a fan of A.J. McCarron. I thought, you know, obviously an incredible
good quarterback,
job.
No doubt.
Absolutely. All right, folks. That's going to do it for another edition of The Mark Lloyd Show. Hit us up on Twitter. We want your college football predictions because, Bill, we're going to put them up on the site.
They'll be there.
You know what? Maybe we'll put like, you know what we'll do? Because so many come in, we'll give kind of like an overall feel of what all of you out there are predicting.
Trending.
We'll put, trending. Very good. Very good. We'll put ours up there. and then we'll also have like kind of the trending that comes from maybe with a percentage. I think that's the best way. 50% of you think that these teams, 40%. Let's do that, okay?
Sounds good.
Is that cool?
That's fair.
And let's thank Connell Spain for being our first ever Back to the Future former Seminole Great.
Thank you, Connell. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have another one next week.
Yes, sir.
Yes, so each and every week we'll look forward to doing that. Hit us up on Twitter. That's how you get in contact with us, at Mark Lloyd Show. That's with a C and one L, as you know. Also, you can visit us at the Mark Lloyd Show or at MarkLloydShow.com. And, of course, on Facebook. We are 5 days away from some college football. And next Saturday, next Saturday, guess what? The Noles will be in action. It's all good. It's a great time of year. Thanks for joining us on the Mark Lloyd Show right here on Freedom 93 FM, the home of the Gators and the Jags all season long. For Seminole Bill and Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week, folks.